Good morning. Today is Thursday, April 15th, 2021. O Lord, let my soul rise up to meet you as the day rises to meet the sun. Glory to God, the three in one, creator, redeemer, and sustainer. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout for joy to the rock of our salvation. Remind yourself that you are in God's presence. Notice how God may be speaking to you today. Let yourself dwell on any word or phrase that catches your attention or moves your heart, and let your heart simply respond to God in prayer. Please repeat these words. Our delight is in the law of love. May we walk in Christ's light day and night. Our reading today is from James chapter 2, verses 14 through 20. My sisters and brothers, what good is it to profess faith without practicing it? Such faith has no power to save. If any are in need of clothes and have no food to live on, and one of you says to them, goodbye and good luck, stay warm and well fed, without giving them the bare necessities of life, then what good is this? So it is with faith. If good deeds don't go with it, faith is dead. Some of you will say that you have faith, while I have deeds. Fine, I'll prove to you that I have faith by showing you my good deeds. Now you prove to me that you have faith without any good deeds to show. You believe in the one God. Fine. But even the demons have the same belief, and they tremble with fear. Don't you realize that faith without good deeds is useless? Take a moment of silence and just notice who or what you are being led to pray about today. Wherever the Spirit of God leads you, hold this person or this community or perhaps this situation before the Lord as we pray together. Grant us, Lord, to know in weakness the strength of your incarnation, in pain, the triumph of your passion, in poverty, the riches of your divine love. In reproach, the satisfaction of sympathy. In loneliness, the comfort of your continual presence. In difficulty, the efficacy of your intercession. In perplexity, the guidance of your wisdom. And by your glorious death and resurrection, bring us at last to the joy of seeing you face to face. We pray in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father in heaven, eternal God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver, source of all that is and all that shall be, not only Father, but Mother of us all. May the hallowing of your name echo through the universe. May the way of your justice be followed by the peoples of the world. May your heavenly will be done by all created beings. May your commonwealth of peace and freedom sustain our hope and come on earth. With the bread we need for today, feed us. In the hurts we absorb from one another, forgive us. In times of temptation and test, strengthen us. From trials too great to endure, spare us. from the grip of all that is evil, free us. For you reign in the glory of the power that is love, now and forever. Amen. And now, my friends, may the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ go with you wherever he may send you today. May he guide you through the wilderness, protect you through the storm. May he bring you home rejoicing at the wonders he has shown you. May he bring you home rejoicing once again into our doors. Go in peace.